In this bulletin, border security is set to be a key issue as the Parliament returns to work this week. A Royal Commission inquiry into Australia's aged care industry has begun, and sacked Matildas coach finally breaks his silence over his controversial dismissal. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. The Royal Commission into Australia's aged care industry has begun today after the federal government announced additional funding worth $660 million to the sector yesterday. Labor says the announcement of the funding is too little too late with the start of the Royal Commission today. Commissioner Richard Tracy says the inquiry is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to create a better elderly care system with many ugly truths predicted to be uncovered. The federal government says there will be no compromise on the so-called Medivac bill, which is set to be one of the major topics in Parliament this week. The bill, if passed, would allow asylum seekers to be flown from offshore processing to Australia for medical treatment if deemed necessary by doctors on the island and an independent panel. However, the federal government says that would allow asylum seekers to abuse the system in order to reach Australia. Labor supports the bill, but Leader Bill Shorten says he's open to finding what he calls a middle ground with a coalition on the issue. Frontbencher Anthony Albanese says Labor will look at a compromise, but Finance Minister Matthias Cormann has told reporters in Canberra there's no room for a compromise over border security.
Absolutely none. There is no way to improve this bad bill. But this is a bill that would weaken our border protection policies. It is a bill that would put people smugglers back into business. We are not at all interested in weakening the current border protection policy arrangements that are currently in place and that are working well.
Australia will today sign the contract for the $50 billion submarine program after several years of negotiations. Officials have signed an agreement for the construction of the Australian Navy's fleet of new submarines. Defence and Naval Group officials have been locked in negotiations with French shipbuilder Naval Group for several years to produce the 12 submarines. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the government has delivered on its naval building promise.
This is a project that will not only keep Australians safe, but it'll deliver Australian jobs. It will build Australian skills. It'll make and not require Australian steel. And it will mean a stronger Royal Australian Navy.
The Australian Workers' Union is claiming the police raids on the union's headquarters in Melbourne and Sydney 2 years ago were instigated by Senator Michaela Cash. The comments come as a trial has begun today to determine if the raids that happened in 2017 on the union offices were legal. The union's lawyer Josh Bornstein says the raids were motivated by Senator Cash's obsession with harming the union and opposition leader Bill Shorten.
The witnesses today and throughout the week will be members of Michaela Cash's staff. The regulator will give evidence, and indeed Michaela Cash, after months of ducking and weaving, will herself give evidence. There will be nowhere to hide for any witnesses in the federal court. There'll be nowhere to hide for Michaela Cash. There'll be no whiteboards in the federal court.
Sacked Matildas coach Alan Studzic has finally broken his silence over his controversial dismissal, insisting he still doesn't know why he was let go. Studzic has also sought legal advice over possible defamation and breach of contract obligations by Football Federation Australia. The former national coach was sacked last month following findings from two internal surveys completed by players and support staff. The former coach says his family has been left devastated by the recent events. Let's check out the weather for the rest of today. It's sunny in Perth and 27, partly cloudy in Adelaide, 26, much the same for Melbourne, 27 degrees. Showers in Hobart and 23, sunny in Canberra, 29. In Wollongong, also sunny, 25, much the same for Sydney, 27. The fine weather continues in Newcastle, 29. It's partly cloudy in Brisbane, 32. In Cairns, a possible shower and 35. And in Darwin, mostly sunny, 33 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.